Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Maxine. This is Sunday, January 11th, second Sunday of 2015. And we're moving forward here. You know, we believe in becoming aware, thinking, taking action. Step into your greatness. Stay there and don't forget to take anyone else with you. Everybody gets to go. And I have appreciation to all of you out there. And appreciation to my LP Legacy Program 112, the toughest leaders in the country. And, of course, my faith-based organization, which keeps me on my mission. And my humanistic vows. The focus is always there. And remember, we believe in tenacity, dedication, and focus. That's how we move out here. Today we're going to have Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us. She's attending an event when she calls in. She'll be discussing moving forward, telling us about some events and all of her wonderful workshops that she has going on. Last week we had a South and West Coast Connection, which we had Lady A on and Hitman Dre. And Hitman is a hitman because he is the hitman of the mind. He will be coming with us monthly. So we're going to get rolling here. I'd like to say welcome back, 2015. Let us all let the bell of happiness ring. Here we go.
Thank you.
you very much.
Yeah, we wanted to come in with 2015, kind of relax you down. You know, the first week of the year is a bit tiring, annoying, because you're trying to get acclimated back, get some of that poundage off of you, and just get started again. You know, the new year, making all those resolutions and making sure that you keep them. And, you know, I'm not going to let you get started in 2015 without telling you that a victor is one whose life shines with faith. And Emerson once said, that's what benefits us is cheerfulness and courage, and the endeavor to realize our aspirations, to advance toward our dreams cheerfully, to courageously work toward achieving them. This is what gives sublime meaning and value to our lives. So we all must be victors out there. And we're back on those campuses again. And I tell the young adults, don't be afraid of the dark. You are still held up by the stars. The light will carry us over. We are all happy, bright, and light here. We're going to keep going. We have some requests that have come through on our email. And keep in mind, our email address is lmacnetwork@gmail.com. That is lmacnetwork@gmail.com. So what you need to do is just send in your request with us, and we will take care of everything for you, and we will air that out over the air. So we're going to get going here on our next segment.
Not the same.
We should all be on fire out there. And you know, when you're shopping around and you want to see some unique gifts and furniture, go to Blue Moon. That's located at 5374 West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. And you will be in for a wonderful surprise. The owner there, Shiraz, will take care of you just as if you're family, but you're going to see some beautiful gifts, furniture, textiles, jewelry, and one-of-a-kind of everything. The telephone number there is 323-939-9919. Again, Blue Moon at 5374 West Pico Boulevard. The telephone number, 323-939-9919. You know, we have a ticket here. We take you wherever you need to go. And mostly it is to the positive up. We never deal on the dark side here because we believe in tenacity, dedication, and focus. And you must purchase a ticket, and the only fare for that ticket is determination and a goal. And you can go with us here. We're waking up with Linda McShann. Ow!
Gotta be ready, y'all. Ooh, hey. I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place.
You know, it's all about dreaming out there, and we must make our dreams come true. And I have a lady on the line, Miss Stephanie Hayes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and she knows how to take care of your balancing for your life, body, mind, and spirit. Miss Stephanie Hayes, how are you doing? Happy New Year's again to you. This is your third show coming off 2015 with us here. We're waking up with Linda McShann. We appreciate you. How are you, Stephanie?
Good evening, Miss Linda. I'm great, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yes, so tonight's topic would be on moving forward. Last year we talked about breaking away from other people's expectations. Now it's taking the next step of moving forward with your life.
That's correct. I'm waiting. I have my workbook here. I have some email questions that have come in basically about the topic this evening about moving forward, one or two. And I have about four here because you are doing a workshop for fitness. And after we go through our session here, I know you're going to let us know all about that. So then I'll present those questions to you at that time. So I have my book ready and open, and I'm ready. And so are the listeners.
All right. So good evening once again, and our topic is moving forward. You know, we as women, we have to look within ourselves for answers instead of looking to others. We have to trust our own decisions and honor our own self-worth. To change our lives, we have to change our mind. It is crucial that we always remember that what we think and say become our experiences. As such, we will pay attention to our thoughts and speaking patterns so that we may shape our lives in accordance with our dreams. Many women that are in long-term relationships are extremely lonely because they feel they have lost their choices. We aren't meant to explore new depths within ourselves and to make new decisions on how we want to live our lives. Let me read that again. We are meant to explore new depths within ourselves and to make new decisions on how we want to live our lives. That is very important. Some women are fearful of success. They don't believe that they can become prosperous. When we always put ourselves second, it is hard to feel deserving. When we relax and allow ourselves to believe, the universe will guide us on our journey. I have a quote. When I relax and allow myself to believe life is there to take care of me, I am safe, then I begin to flow with life. So everybody grab a piece of paper and a pen. We're going to ask some questions here. Okay, give you a couple of seconds. All right, let's begin with question number one. What attachment do you need to let go of to have a full life? Now, for those who remember the breaking away from other people's expectations section, you know, we've talked about attachment. You know, you can be attached to people, things, or places. So what attachment do you need to let go of to have a full life? For example, it could be a bad relationship that you're not moving forward in. You're stagnated. It can be a job. You know, you're just there for the money and not for the passion. So it's different to having a career and a job and something that you really love doing. And then it can be a place that you're always going to, but it's a dead end. It's keeping you from moving forward. You go there to avoid other circumstances or situations in your life. Number two, or the attachment is to a person, place, or thing, or people. Number three, what types of expectations are you looking for those attachments? What types of expectations are you looking for from these attachments? Number four, are you fearful of letting go of the attachment? If so, why? Are you fearful of letting go of the attachment? If so, why? Number five, what do you really want from the attachment? What do you really want from the attachment? Number six, what will you need to let go of to get this? What will you need to let go of to get this? Number seven, can you take to transform your attachment to bring greater freedom? What steps can you take to transform your attachment to bring greater freedom? Okay, I have some affirmation to move forward. These are positive affirmations. Number one, I will honor myself, for I am freely and wholly made marvelous are thy works, and my soul knows what is right. Number two, I forgive myself. I didn't know any better. I am learning to take care of my physical, mental, and spiritual dimension of myself. I forgive myself. I don't have to stay in the past. I can be in the present. I will speak healing with my tongue. I didn't know any better in the past. I am learning to be a better choice. I give myself permission to take care of myself today. It's all right to do so. I will create a positive future. I will appreciate each day. I will take time to spend quality time with myself each day. I will allow others to give me compliments. I will compliment the appearance and the ability of others and accept compliments graciously when they are given to me. My happiness comes from within. I don't look to others for my happiness. All of my needs are met. There is no lack in the universe. I will create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me first. I will create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me first. All right, so these are some positive affirmations that you can use to move forward in your life. Just remember, everything begins and ends with you. All right, Ms. Linda, you have any questions for me this evening?
Well, I always have questions, more so like a statement. I have a lot of check marks by, and this relates to one of the emails that came in for Cassandra, and she wanted to know, based on happiness, and as I look at these positive affirmations here, it states, my happiness comes from within. I don't look to others for my happiness. So her question was about her happiness and how can she get there, what should she do. She goes into many, many situations, and they end up having an unhappy ending. So can you kind of like give her some information or really mention about the happiness that comes from within so we can answer Cassandra's question?
Yeah. Well, Cassandra, I need to ask to see if, are you looking for others to make you happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very important that we don't look outside of ourselves for happiness. No human being on this earth can make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when disappointment comes in, when we look for our mate to bring that happiness or give us that happiness. You know, love comes within loving ourselves first. You know, there are all types and different types of love. So if you're looking for that love, that romantic, intimacy love, you have to be romantic and intimacy with yourself. And most of us really don't know what that looks like because we're always looking for others to bring us that type of love. You know,
right.
So it's very important that Cassandra do not look outside of herself or love for anyone to take care of her or to give her anything. And the most important thing, be able to give what you would like for someone else to give to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. Go ahead.
That makes a lot of sense. I'll answer her back, I'm pretty sure. If she's not listening in now, she'll go back because, you know, everything archives out. And she can hear that. I think she said that she was either going to some type of event this evening to set up. So that happiness starts from you. It's not outside of yourself. And not to look for others, like you say in the affirmation, I don't look to others for my happiness. I've seen people in situations, and sometimes I have a saying that those people would not be happy if you gave them a happy shot, you know, in their left cheek. But it's not really about what you can give them, it's what they need to give themselves. And how do we put that out there? You know, a lot of unhappy people do not like to be in the presence of happy people, and they really, really, really try to give them a hard time. But no matter what's going on the outside, if it's moving from the inside based on what you're saying, then nothing can sway that anyway. Is that correct, Stephanie Haynes?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we took care of Cassandra here, and also I have 4 check marks here about all my needs are met. There is no lack in the universe. Meaning, I look at that as saying, you know, everything is abundance out there, and you have people, and we all go through financial problems, and Some, you know, sometimes the money is up, sometimes it's down. But what would you tell a person that no matter when you talk with them or when you see them, they're always speaking of not having any money? They're not understanding that what you say goes out there in the universe, and if you keep saying that, you're not going to have any. So what kind of direction or what kind of affirmation would a person that uses that type of a statement constantly, what would you suggest that they do? And I will post it out.
Yeah, you know, the first thing is that money has energy as well.
It's okay.
And how we treat money, you know, especially if we're living beyond our means, then we are not making, actually we're making bad causes when we overspend. You know, money has energy too. Money has to circulate, meaning that if you're not paying your bills and the things and people that you owe, then your money going to be stagnated. You know, so money has a spirituality to it as well. How we handle it, how we respect it, you know, and although there's no lack in the universe, it's, and like you said before, it's what we say. You may not have money at this moment, but my money is circulating if you are circulating it. And
okay.
That's very important. You know, why hold on your money when you know you have to pay this bill or pay this person?
True.
You know, so the money has to circulate, you know, and sometimes you may not be able to pay all of your bills on time, but you can call and make arrangements.
Right.
Pay little at a time, you know, whether it's a dollar, whatever it may be. But your money has to circulate. And if you speak that you won't have any, you won't have any. Because words have power. It's what you say, what comes out of your mouth. It's very important. It's very important.
Okay. And what does it say? Okay, we got that financial and the happiness down. Where did I put the main one. I appreciate each day. I will take time to spend quality time with myself each day. There are so many people that don't understand taking 10, 15, whatever they need for themselves. What would you suggest out there? That's very important. I'd like to just stand up and stare at the sky every now and then, at least 10 to 15 minutes a day, and I just block out everything, and it's so relaxing and so refreshing. How would you direct an individual that feels that they're so busy that what would you say to that person that just won't take out 5 minutes for themselves? Is there always, like, full of frustration, anxiety, taking care of everything but themselves? What would you tell that person, Stephanie?
Sure, they're heading for a heart attack or a stroke. You
okay.
Know.
Okay. Okay.
Been there, done that. You know, I know, been there, done that. You know, it's very important that we learn how to do some me time. I don't care if it's 5 or 15 minutes that you have to stay longer in the restroom, just to get some quiet time, or get up early in the morning and do some meditation and praying and relaxing, or in between your breaks, go for a walk, you know, on your lunchtime. You know, it's very important to do me time. You know, do self-care this year.
Right.
It's very
self-care.
Important to do self-care this year. You know, because if you don't take care of you, nobody else will.
No, they're not. Or when my situation with dealing with the me time, I find that I'm pretty good at keeping everyone at bay, though. But times can happen when, you know, you want to be there for an individual, they're going through a situation, you would love to be there to assist them and whatever they're going through, but what you get to do for yourself and your schedule just won't permit it. And at times you can get a guilt behind that because you know that this person is going through something. You really would like to be there. But then again, you have to think of you and what you have to do first. How does one just get over that guilt feel and just close it down, you know? I know you have to be honest. You have to let individuals know how your time is and how your scheduling is, but sometimes they don't hear that, and it can send you to another side. You don't really want to get angry because you know that this person is going through something. How do you deal with that? Don't answer your phone or what?
You know, the most important thing is that we can't save anything or anyone.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing certain things and certain activities?
Okay.
You know, and the most important thing is saying no without feeling guilty.
Mm.
Because
when
you do not take care of yourself, you're slandering yourself too.
That's true.
You know, so it's very important that you look at the reasoning and your intentions of putting others before yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying being selfish, but sometimes we can overextend ourselves and put ourselves in situations.
When you extend, not to interrupt you, and most of the time when you're there and you do overextend, they just continue to keep coming. They just it's not enough for them. And you end up really not wanting to be around them or, you know, avoiding them other than just, you know, totally going off. I was looking at the email that came in about, like, self-care and how do you say no without having the guilt. And this is just what I'm asking you here. Because everybody pulls at you. North, south, east, and west, and I find that when individuals really, you see, they don't really, they're not there for you, but because, and it really doesn't matter because you should be there for yourself, but it's just like, when does it ever stop?
When you stop?
It's like, okay.
It's when you stop.
Stop it, Roberta, okay?
It's when she stops.
Then it will stop.
Right, because, you know, if you don't set boundaries for yourself, then people will cross over those boundaries. And then you'll be in a position where you won't say no, but then you say, okay, now I've been giving all this time to this person.
Mm-hmm.
This really need me. Then you got to ask yourself, okay, is this a codependent situation?
Right.
Okay? Or are you enabling this person?
Right.
Okay, so you got the person has to look at themselves. It's not always the other person. It's what is your intentions? What are your true intentions?
Mm-hmm.
Or supporting or helping this person?
That is something to think about. That is definitely something to think about. Well, we took care of Roberta. Roberta, you have to learn to say no and actually self-care. And then that was good information for me, too, because I'm always there to assist others. But I have learned how to schedule out and make my schedule and don't deviate from it. There are those who don't quite understand it, but that's not my problem. My problem is, you know, you have to do what you have to do on that. So you've taken care of Roberta. Please learn how to say no. And also for Angie that was talking about overspending and what she's saying, Stephanie, as you said, keep the money circulating. You have to circulate it out there. If you aren't able to take care of everything, let a person know and make arrangements. And at least nobody wants to know that, you know, you owe them something and they'll get a feeling like you're just saying forget them. So if you let them know what the situation is, they'll go on and work around it. And if they don't, you've done what you had to do and they'll just have to wait until you get it done. But at least you've done what you had to do on that. And I'm looking at the attachments as far as when you said, you know, well, what are you looking for? Are you looking for others to just be there for you? What's your reason for holding on to these attachments? You know, like you say, a female is in a bad marriage or a bad relationship, and she won't let it go. But she tells everybody about her problems, but yet still she's still staying there. I've never been able to understand that. But as I look at going back to what you said, don't be fearful of success. That's an act of success, too, to step away from that madness. That's successful. That's a successful move. And another one to be in the present, because we either hold back to thoughts that we had in the beginning that have changed 10 years ago, or and not really, really looking at the real deal for what it is, you know, dealing with the realism of everything. So this part about moving forward, I think, Stephanie, is the best topic to start the year off with, because it's just like right on point, you know, with what people are looking for. You know, they can add this into their New Year's resolutions to go, but you are also taking care of the body so that the mind can move forward with, you have a workshop going on, and it is, what, 21 days? Can you tell us a little bit about that and the days and what's happening with that?
Actually, it's a 21 Saturdays.
Oh, 21 Saturdays. Okay.
Yeah, so for the next, actually, 20 Saturdays, we had our first Saturday this Saturday. So
okay.
The next 20 Saturdays, we'll be meeting at the Walk Park over there in Windsor Hills in Butte Park area. And we're going to talk about and do exercising. I'll be taking recipes on how to detox, so how to eat for your blood type, exercising for your body type. We're going to be doing hiking. We're going to do a little everything. It's going to be a little cross training with yoga, Pilates, hiking, eating good foods, you know, reading positive affirmations, you know, for your spirit. So it's a mind, body, and spirit challenge.
And this happens.
Excuse me?
What time? What time does this start? And is there?
Yeah, it's from 9:30 to 11, and it's a donation, whatever you can bring. And if you don't have anything, just come on, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is the Walk Park in Windsor Hills. I'm trying to...
And yes, it's right next to a Windsor Hills Elementary School.
Windsor Hills Elementary.
Yes, right off of Overhill and Northridge.
Overhill and Northridge.
Yes. I do not have the address with me at this time, but I'll have it on Thursday.
Okay. When you come on Thursday to give that, because the next session will be Saturday, which will be, that's the 17th, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's happening, and I know that you are a advocate of the community events, getting ready for the Kingdom Day Parade, been participating for years, and are you excited about it? I know that I am.
Oh, yes, all excited about the Kingdom Day Parade.
It's going to be... An exciting thing. It's going to be exciting, and persons will be out there. And is this the 30th year, isn't it?
30th year.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, you know, I am so, again, appreciative. We've been traveling. We've been celebrating the holidays. We're trying to get back into the swing of everything. Sometimes when you're dealing with technology, you have situations that will come in and interfere, but we are back on track. And our topic for next Thursday is going to be what, Stephanie?
It's going to be honoring yourself.
Oof, that is a awesome topic also. They're all good, but we love honoring ourselves and going through. So would you, I know that there are CDs coming out. You're doing the 21 Saturdays. I don't know why I thought it was 21 days. That's very... Now, each Saturday, there's a different topic, right? Or do you just do, for those hours, start cross-training, or when we show up, we know what's going to happen for that day, or is it posted out ahead of time? How does that go?
Well, what I'm going to do, we're going to start with working with our core, which is our abs.
Okay.
So, you know, lifting that powerhouse up, you know, without us, you know, strength of core, we can't do too much of anything. So we're going to start with the core, which is the ab, Working with
okay.
the ab work. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to do some walking, and we're going to talk about, give some information about detoxing.
Okay.
So detoxing is going to be the first thing that we talk about, and that's the first thing we're going to do to really, you know, challenge. And it's going to be a weight loss challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody going to write down their goals on, and I'm going to do measurements on where you are now, and then at the end of the 21 Saturdays, we're going to weigh back in and do measurements back in, and then whoever lost the most and came to their goal, they will win a gift.
Oh, okay. Weight loss prize there. And when you say you're working on the course, so when one participates in the workshop, do we bring mats, or is there you bring your mat? Okay.
You can bring your mats and your towel and your water. I sent out a flyer to you, so all that information is on the flyer.
Okay.
It also has the address and everything. So the time, yeah.
Okay, okay. And that starts at, you say, 9 to 11:30?
9:30 to 11.
Okay, 9:30 to 11. That's exciting. I have to do some rounds up. Now, let me ask you, since this is going for 21 days, say if a person is gone and they've gone into, say, 5 Saturdays and things happen and they can't make a week, how does that interfere with the process, or do they catch up, or how does that work?
They can work on their own. They can work on their own and jump back in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That would work. That sounds very exciting. 21 Saturdays. Donation. Okay. Donation. And it's going to be a lot of cross-training. Okay. I am, you know, I have to follow you. You're a very great inspiration for me. So I committed. I missed this Saturday. I committed. I'm going to have to just take number 20 and come and see what it's all about. Do I have to bring a real large water bottle? Am I going to be doing a lot of walking?
A little bit fun.
Okay, so, well, you know, I'm pretty good on the walking because I hit those campuses and that covers a lot of miles, and that's been pretty good. So I'm not going to really shy away from that, but I just needed to know how many bottles of water I needed to bring for you, Stephanie, because, you know, you really know how to give a person a workout.
Yeah, and actually what I'm going to bring, I'm going to make some detox water, so they'll be there as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, that should be exciting. That's for now. After including in these workshops, I know usually once a year or every 6 months, you a lot of times set up spa days and things. So after this workshop, is there going to be a spa day included or something of that nature? Is it?
Yes, we will have one. Yeah, we will have
okay.
one. I know in June I'm. Have a release of the CD,
okay,
along with the journal. So
okay.
that will be an event.
Okay,
yeah.
An upcoming event to release with the CD. Very, very, very good. Well, if you could give us information, Stephanie, on how we could contact you, and give us a number, we're going to post out. And we're going to go, usually we'll go, we're going an hour tonight. And then we'll be ready for Thursday night with what are we going to do honoring ourselves. On Thursday night, you'll be back with us again. And thank you again for altering your schedule and working with our dilemmas here so that the listeners could, like, start off their year right. So if you could give us your call, your number, just a number to contact you, and I will be contacting you, and I will be posting out on Saturday for Saturday number 20. 21 is gone, so we're moving on 20. And this is a fitness workshop or just a 21-day, what is the title? 21 Saturdays.
21 Saturdays, Mind, Body, and Spirit Fitness Challenge.
Okay, Mind, Body, and Spirit. Okay. All righty. Well, if you'd let us know, give us some information on how we can contact you.
Okay, you can reach me at area code 323-605-2706.
605-2706, and that's area code 323. And you can contact Stephanie there. I'm going to be posting out on this, and I will be speaking with you on Thursday. Stephanie, again, Happy New Year's to you. Thank you again for taking out time. I know you're busy out there, especially for the first of the year. And just slap my name on the list. I'll have to commit to being there Saturday morning.
All righty.
And we love you. Thank you again. Happy New Year's, listeners. You've been listening to Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. We're going to say goodnight tonight. We love you. And you will be back on with us on Thursday at 7 o'clock. Stephanie, we love you. Listeners, we love you. Remember, tenacity, dedication, and focus. Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Good night.
Good night.
Around the sun, the earth no she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in the past